Okay, we're going to continue today's MAC Football Coaches Media Conference call. We're pleased to have Bowling Green head coach Scott Loeffler joining us. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Thank you for your time. And after getting back to your office after Saturday's setback at Western Michigan and watching the film, talk about the performance by your Falcons.
We thought on both sides of the ball, and including special teams, we thought we were handled up front on both sides of the line of scrimmage. We felt that their offensive line and their defensive line handled our front, and that was the tail of the game from the first snap to the last snap. They dominated the line of scrimmage. They were better than us. We need to get bigger, stronger, faster, and we need to continue with the recruiting and build this. Both defensive fronts up to be able to compete against a team like Western Michigan. I thought Tim Lester and his crew have done a great job of building their team. They're wired right, and when you're good up front on both sides of the ball, you've got a chance.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star 1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Loeffler and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Overall, a tough road game, but obviously in that contest, quarterback Grant Loy, 136 yards passing, but two picks and running for 62 yards. Talk about Grant's performance and his growth as a young quarterback.
The one of the picks was hands down myself and our staff's interception. It was a adjustment we tried to make to what Western was doing, and we put Grant in a bad situation and on one of his interceptions on a drive. And then the second one, he needs to do a better job of protecting the football. He threw the ball inside, which gave the flat defender an opportunity to drive on it, and he did. I thought Grant did some good things in the game, but we need to continue at working at when the opportunities present themselves, we make the appropriate throw and play.
Overall, your running game in that contest, averaging 4.8 yards per carry, and certainly Bryson Denley getting 48 yards and a touchdown, averaging 6 yards a carry. Certainly a positive in looking at that game, isn't it?
It was. Our major problem in our rushing game is the inconsistencies of our offensive line and our tight end play, along with our perimeter blocking. We seemed to be able to move the ball. We had a 14-play drive, and we're just inconsistent, and when you're inconsistent, you're not able to finish drives and stay on the field on third down. So there was some disappointment with the run game because we just weren't consistent. We did some good things, but whenever you're a team like us right now, you have to be consistent in everything you do, and right now we're not.
Defensively, talk about where your Falcons are on the defensive side of the ball.
We thought we played well for the first quarter and a half, and then right before half, it wouldn't be the most popular thing to do, but I take full responsibility for the end of half. We were in a situation where we had an opportunity to do a 2-minute drive. I should have been conservative and ran the football, ran the clock out. Get to halftime down 14-3. I know that's not a popular thought. The thought is, you've got decent field position, go and score, particularly with Western Michigan getting the ball in the second half. But looking back in hindsight, we should have sat on the football and gave our defense the opportunity to get their breath in the at halftime, walk into the locker room 14-3, and we decided to try to go for a 2-minute drill. They stopped us. They went down and scored. And from that point on, we just caught ourselves in a complete whirlwind and didn't survive from that point forward.
As you transition and look forward to this week with hosting Akron, talk about some of the challenges you'll see from the Zips, both offensively and defensively.
It's all about us right now. It's got to be 100% our attitude and our mentality throughout the entire week. I told our football team today it's going to be the team with the best attitude Monday through Friday, and the mentality that the team comes out with on Saturday will be the difference in the game. Akron is in a very similar situation that we're in. They're rebuilding. They've got a lot of work to do, and it's going to be whose attitude, whose mentality is right
this week, which will be whoever's going to win the game is going to have the best attitude and mentality in practice this week, in my opinion.
With good mentality, good practice, what do you need to do Saturday to be successful?
You've got to be able to take care of the football and run the football on a consistent basis. We got to be able to stop the explosion plays on defense and make explosion plays on offense. If we can win what we call the daily double, the turnover battle and the explosion battle, we'll win the game. If they do, they'll win the game. That's pretty much how this whole thing is going to go down on Saturday.
Well, Scott, I appreciate your time. We'll let you get back to your preparation for Akron. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. For Bowling Green head coach Scott Loeffler and his Falcons coming off a 49-10 setback at Western Michigan in that contest, quarterback Grant Loy, 18-26 passing for 136 yards with two interceptions. And also Loy added 11 carries for 62 yards in that contest. Running back Bryson Denley, 8 carries for 48 yards and one touchdown for the Falcons. They will be hosting Akron this coming Saturday, November 2nd, that game at 2 p.m. Eastern, and available on ESPN+.